please be of standing for a minute's applause in celebration of the life of Ronan Costello.
Everyone at Huddersfield affected by that. Wakefield about to get underway. A high swirling kick. There's a lot of finger pointing going on in the Wakefield attacking line. They're going to go down the short side, and Fifita is in! David Fifita has scored. Well, he was 66-1 to open the scoring. Have I had a bean on him? No. Wakefield lead by 4-0.
Yeah, super player from Wakefield, and he was going to come on the right-hand side. Wakefield ran a big decoy, and Fifita went round the back of the player, the ball. He took the ball, and that was far too easy, wouldn't it?
Sends it on its way. It looks a good, confident strike. The Wakefield fans are impressed. Dream start for the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats here, then, at the John Smith Stadium. And they lead by 6-0, as Finn will come forward now. On the right boot, sends it low and between the posts. And it is Huddersfield Giants 0, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 8, 12 gone. Now they've got a chance on this near side, and Lynn's away, and he's gone through the middle. He's got Finn on his inside. Oh, he's gone himself. In his ankle tap, gets back up. He had Ben Jones-Bishop. He's still going 10 away, but that is a try gone begging. He had Finn inside and Ben Jones-Bishop outside.
You know, all there to swing an arm. That's a bad one, isn't it? That is a bad one. And whether this gets seen about now, but Danny Bruff's in trouble for that.
I cannot believe that the touch judge or the referee have not seen this. And Rhys Lynn's going to have to come off here.
Rhys Lynn doesn't know what day is, does he?
No, he doesn't. Here we go. Now the hand's in the pocket. It's yellow. Bruff in the bin. Yellow card for Danny Bruff. Huddersfield down to 12. Ball gets it away. Here now, a ball out wide for Ben Jones-Bishop. Diving finish in the corner. And it's the second Wildcats try.
The great finish from Ben Jones-Bishop. And exactly what Wakefield deserve.
Curled it too much and it's missed. And it's a Wakefield Trinity Wildcats who are dreaming of Wembley. They lead by 12-0. Ball going down the short side. Moore gets it away, and Ashurst passes Gamble, and it's picked up by Griggs, and Griggs is going for the corner. England's not going to get back, and this will be a try. Well, he's stopped. Griggs has stopped, and I'm not sure he's got that down, has he?
I think he has. I think he's very, very lucky, because Tom Johnson came from absolute nowhere. I think he has just about got it down.
And he's tackled him from behind, turns him on his back, turns him on his back. Has he got it down? Yes, just. If Scott Griggs hadn't have scored that, he would have been in big trouble. He's gone really high with that, but it's waved away. And it remains Huddersfield 4, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 14. Ball coming here now with Bruff. Bruff will get the dummy. He's gone straight through Bruff. And he's going to surely score. No, he took on the fullback and gets the pass away. And Connor scores in the corner.
Great try. And
try is given. 14-8. And Bruff comes back on and sliced through there. Everyone in the ground thought he was going to pass it. And he went straight through.
You know, we never even talked about him in the build-up, don't we? And he's had he's an amazing player, is Danny Bruff. And there's a case to say he shouldn't be on the field mark as well, isn't there?
And it's still a six-point ball game here on Radio Yorkshire. Huddersfield 8, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 14. Bruff will go out wide, big miss out pass. Connor in at the corner, but he hasn't got it down. He went for the diving finish, and I'm not sure he's even got that ball over the line. The referee will check, as he's every right to do. 8 seconds to go. He said it's not a try. That ball for me there,
And this is my call with
this.
Does
it hit the post, or does it hit the line?
This is my argument with this. Would you bet your house on that's a try?
Please gamble responsibly.
But you also can't say 100% try. It is a try. So it's a ludicrous call.
Well, the referee going no try means this is not going to be given. And heartbreak. Connor is furious.
I don't agree with it. I think we should just let the ref make a decision. But then, I think then you put the video ref.
Well, the referee said it wasn't a try.
You put the video ref in a no-win situation.
14-8 at the break. Out the back to Griggs, miss out pass, intercepted by Johnston, and this is goodnight Vienna, surely. No one's going to catch Tom Johnston. He's off, He is going to score underneath the post, and that could be the game changer. Horrible pass from the Giants. Johnson, who dropped the ball over the line in the first half, won't make the same mistake again. Is that the try that puts the Wildcats into the semi-finals? Giants 8, Wakefield 18.
No substitute for pace markers there. Everybody on the, in the ground knew that as soon as Johnson had caught that.
Finn will kick the ball now, straight between the middle. And it is a 12-point ball game, and that momentum that Huddersfield have, all of a sudden it's gone, and it's they who need to score the next points. On the pass to Finn. Finn back on the inside for Fifita! This time they won't stop the big man! It's two tries on the night! And Wakefield Trinity Wildcats are just 26 minutes away from a place in the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup. It's Huddersfield 8, Wakefield 24.
Yeah, super play by Liam Finn. Been calling out for the drop goal all his second half, and he just ran at the line and popped the ball inside to the cannonball. The big unit that is for Fifita.
Tremendous stuff. The Wake, look at him sprinting back to take the adulation of the Wakefield fan. Finn adds the extras, it's 26-8. Brough goes out the back to Ellis. Ellis to Griggs. Griggs to Cudjo, to McGilvery. And the Giants have scored. They've hit straight back. Great finish from McGilvery in the corner. And it's game back on. Huddersfield 12, Wildcats 26.
Wakefield just a little bit hesitant to move forward. And then McGilvery is too big and too strong on that touchline. And he scores in the corner.
Can he get them back within 12? No, he's pulled it. So the lead is still 14. This is going to be a penalty. 10 metres out. Now the two. And it's those kicks that really, you know, have really expressed that difference.
Some Wakefield supporters questioned the decision to sign Finn pre-season. Games like today have showed exactly why he was signed.
You look at some of those big names in the Huddersfield side and you think, yeah, better players. But better team is in the white. Ball going out the back, Cudjo now gets it away, McGilvray will dot it down for his second try of the night. Huddersfield Giants 16, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 28, and a round of applause from the Wakefield fans as well. And he's missed again, so it's four missed kicks at goal out of four for the Huddersfield Giants.
Yeah, and you know, it's 8 points, isn't it, and you know, we have a different game.
Simmons moves it out for Cudjo. The Hooter goes in the background. Cudjo dumps the ball inside for Connor. And that is it. The Wakefield fans, round about 2,000 of them, celebrate to a man away to our right-hand side. And the Wildcats have got the job done here by 28 points to 16.